I think being young, you get the opportunity to wait to see what everybody else has taken and make that decision. It's obviously harder for the older generation because they're getting mixed messaging right now.
Would you take it?
I'm not answering you, Henry.
And what about you? Would you take the AstraZeneca?
I'll be honest with you, at the moment, no, I wouldn't. No.
Wait.
I'd wait, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would. I think it's important for everyone to get vaccinated to help protect the vulnerable. So I would definitely get it.
You'd take it tomorrow?
Take it tomorrow. Take it today. Definitely, yeah.
I'm having a chat with my dad, Hamish McKean. You've just been vaccinated minutes ago. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. I can't really believe how well I feel. I'm extremely logistically well organized in the local GP. Straight in, and straight in with the Pfizer vaccination. So I'm feeling fine and delighted to have it done. I've got my second jab on the 11th of May. Can't wait.
I'm having a chat with my mum, Rosemary. You're waiting to have yours done any minute now.
I'm in about 10 minutes. I'll be inoculated. I hope I will get Pfizer like a father. I won't go into the reasons why, but I'm delighted. Bit disappointing, it's all a bit late, but I can only put it down to the fact that the local GP thought we were both too hale and hearty to be vaccinated.
We're in the category 60-69 and extremely worried, have done a lot of research, very, very worried about the AstraZeneca. Why is it okay for us? It's not for the 70 plus, it's not for less than us. So I need a lot more convincing.
Even though it means there's a lot more AstraZeneca out there for you and perhaps you could be vaccinated quicker than
That's
previously
planned. That's
the other
side of it. Yes, yeah. But I still would do a lot of research into it to see why.
We just heard earlier on that they've cancelled 10,000 doses today because of their fears for it. So it's as if they're all not working together.
Would you take it despite what we know?
Yes. For the simple reason, it for the implications with family, to meet family, very much.
Yeah,
so.
I would take it, yes, yeah. There'd be a small bit of fear there.
But I'd still take it.
Yeah.
So we just heard the Air Corps go past there, almost doing a flyby. I mean, there are good times ahead, aren't there?
There are definitely. We take the flu vaccine every year. And there's implications with that too. Any vaccine you take, definitely.
It's like the tail wagging the dog in a sense, you know, that they seem to emphasize on the, as you gave the statistics there correctly, it's minimal. But yet the emphasis seems to be on that and it's creating a lot of fear on people. And you have program after program announcements about the negative side of things. If you're not people of hope, where do you go?
You got your vaccine today. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. Very happy to have it done. I chose the Pfizer, yeah.
And a personal question, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm not 70 yet. Sure I'm not, Hilda.
You're 82.
What?
82.
82? Yeah, but that's whatever way they have of counting it now, I think it's... Well, tell me I'm 82, or maybe I am. That would be not 82, my last.
So you're delighted anyway?
Birthday. I'm glad to have it, yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, I've had the Pfizer vaccination. The AstraZeneca, I don't think I'd like it because they say there's so few. But knowing my luck, I'd be the one to get it.
But it's a tiny chance.
Oh, I agree. There's a tiny chance of walking out on the road and you get knocked down by a car.
It is. It's lightning strike stuff, isn't it?
Exactly. But I mean, I think they've messed up a bit.
I have been vaccinated, but I would take anyone that I would be offered.
I've just had my second vaccination.
Congratulations.
Okay.
What type was it?
The Pfizer.
So you must be thrilled.
I'm delighted.
You must have a spring in your step. Do you want to drink a bottle of champagne?
At least one.
At least one?
Yeah. I think you're better getting anything than getting nothing. I can understand people's fear, but I think you're better getting something than getting nothing.
Just get stabbed in the arm.
Yeah, I've just come from my doctor now, so I'm clear, I'm fine.
So congratulations.
I'm happy. Thank you very much indeed.
And what are you going to do now to get happy?
What am I going to get happy? I'm going to go home, take my dog for a walk.
Yoo-hoo! Great!
So you gave a little woohoo!
And it was the Pfizer, not the AstraZeneca.
So were you concerned with the news last night and this morning? And
of
you
course.
Were thinking, am I or amn't I going to get my vaccine?
I didn't want the AstraZeneca with all that I've been hearing about.
You wouldn't have taken it?
No.
I've had the first dose of AstraZeneca because I work in a healthcare situation. So I was supposed to get my second vaccine after 12 weeks, but now I hear that's going to be deferred for 16 weeks. So basically you're talking about 4 months before you're fully vaccinated. So I think that's a really long time if you're trying to get on with living.
So frustrating for you?
Yeah, I do feel frustration, yeah. And obviously all this AstraZeneca now is going to be given to the age group that fall between the 60 and the 70.
They might be able to mix and match, possibly, we don't know yet.
Yes, they're talking about that. So I suppose time will tell. It seems to be an ever-changing scenario. My personal opinion is that the benefits far outweigh risk, so therefore keep going with it.
If you were offered the AstraZeneca vaccine or any vaccine tomorrow, would you take it?
No, I'd wait until the trials are finished and then I'd think about it.
I think I'd be thinking the same.
Every vaccine has its side effects. Anyone that gets the shots for babies, shots for grown-ups, even if you're going away on holidays, you get shots. Everyone has adverse effects. For the benefit of the country, everyone should get the shot because the risks are so low.
I'm very fortunate because I got mine last Saturday and it's the Pfizer. But I'm listening to the news and I'm really disappointed for those people because, you know, they're really living a very anxious life at home on their own. Some people haven't seen their families and, you know, they're now put under more stress by having this, talking about it, deciding about it, then changing their minds about it. I think it's very disappointing. Well, you know, they either make a decision and go with it because they're getting all the advice that they can possibly have at the top end. So surely they can make a decision based on that information and not suddenly changing it the next day. I just find that it's, you know, like a seesaw.
And how do you feel about how this country's handled the rollout?
Well, it's been a bit slow, but we're getting there and everybody seems to be very patient.
And how did you feel when you had that jab in your arm?
Relief. I was very lucky because I was on the tail end of one because I live so near the surgery. They asked me would I be available at the end of the day if they had any extra left over, and so I got it without actually having to be told I have to wait 2 weeks until my turn. So I'm just blessed that I got it.
I just think it's great. I just feel since I've got it that I should be doing things, but you can't.
So you're smiling.
You're still restricted.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Yes, one of the lucky ones.
I think there are issues on the AstraZeneca that need to be further ironed out. I think that the scientists are taking that view as well, and having a cohort from 60 to 69 is a difficult one to understand, that it's not efficacious for people under 60 and it's not safe for people over 70. So it's a very narrow cohort. I think that perhaps that the government should do its utmost to concentrate on getting adequate supplies of Pfizer and Moderna into the state and move ahead with those two particular drugs which have proven to be efficacious and without any great side issues.
I've had my first jab and mightily relieved to be in that particular group. Yeah, it is a little bit disquieting, this business of the 60 to 69 in relation to AstraZeneca. Personally, I'm hoping, obviously, it won't affect me now because I'm not in that cohort. I am mightily impressed with the degree of communication by medics alike. And indeed, I think the media have very testily held them to account.
Mum, you're just out of the GP. You've just been vaccinated. How do you feel?
I feel just as I did before I went in. Oh, fine, absolutely fine. Terribly well organised. How do I feel? I feel perfectly normal. I mean, it's just a little injection. Nothing to worry about. And Pfizer too.
Do you feel relieved?
Of course I do. Liberated.